Why this changes everything. Welcome to our final episode 6 of the mini-series. Let's just spend one moment going back to the profundity until we bring this back into the practical. Right now, notice. Notice what's here. A thought, a feeling, a sensation, a perception. And just ask yourself gently, who is aware of that? Who is the I that is aware of the thought, the feeling, the sensation? Not what the thought says, not who am I, but who or what is aware? What's aware? Not of the content, but what's aware? And you'll notice a still, silent knowing, a being. It's always there. It's the only thing that doesn't come and go. All our thoughts, feelings and perceptions come and go. That's who we truly are. Now, what's that got to do with anything? How does that unlock the secret source to quality of mind? This whole mini-series has been pointing to one simple but radical idea. That your experience doesn't come from the outside world. Nor does your resourcefulness. It doesn't come from your background, your personality, but it comes from your aperture in the moment. And your aperture isn't fixed. It shifts naturally when we stop identifying with the noise, with the self. And that expansive potential, that's what we truly are. And that's not part of the content of your psychology. But it's the quiet, vast, aware space that it arises all within. Now, this may make little sense to the thinking mind at the moment, but if something in these short episodes has resonated, has stirred something, a curiosity, a sense of, well, maybe, a sense of relief, a yes that you can't really explain, you don't need to fully understand this yet. You're not meant to analyze your way into it. You kind of can't. Because all it takes is a realization, something beyond the intellect. One fresh seeing, one moment of insight, and everything shifts. Because when we glimpse beyond the case of mistaken identity we're also innocently attached to, we begin to live from something much closer to human potential. From a deeper aperture, a more expanded view of the world of love, connection, resilience, and possibility. Creativity flows. Leadership becomes effortless. Peace stops being something you chase and becomes who you are. So, if something in this points to a new way of seeing, follow it. There's a lot more to explore. It's profoundly simple, but incredibly practical. And find your own way, whether that's through our podcast, in our courses, one-to-one coaching, or in your own experience. You're only ever one realization away from a different way of seeing and being. And my biggest piece of advice would be, don't turn your back on this. It might be you've only had just a couple of seconds of glimpse of something in this short podcast series. And then it's so easy to turn your back on it because you get so busy with the rest of your day and your life, and then you go back to the other way of being. Just follow that inkling. Just follow that small little voice that says maybe. And then just give it another 10 minutes, give it another 20 minutes. Check out our YouTubes or other podcasts or have a conversation with us about it. Because very quickly, this goes from being a little bit of a faint inkling to something that becomes profoundly game-changing. Just give yourself permission to explore a little bit more beyond the gist and go with that intuition, that resonance. But the first thing to do is to not turn your back on it. Curious, have fun with it and explore your secret source in a new way, undoing the case of mistaken identity.